AP News, I'm Haya Pumjwani. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says the nation's leaders must turn the tide against political violence and reject vengeance. AP's Ed Donahue.
At the Eradicate Hate Global Summit in Pittsburgh, Shapiro pointed out the attempted assassination of President Trump, the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO, and the shooting death of a Democratic lawmaker in Minnesota. He criticized President Trump as using what he called the rhetoric of rage in the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing.
Unfortunately, some from the dark corners of the internet all the way to the Oval Office want to cherry pick which instances of political violence they want to condemn.
Shapiro says by not condemning all violence, the president failed that leadership test, failed the morality test, and it makes the country less safe. I'm Ed Donahue.
Prosecutors brought a murder charge against Tyler Robinson, who's accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray described a note found indicating why Tyler Robinson targeted Kirk.
The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, quote, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it."
Sports fans have a lot to juggle to stay up to date with their teams. Corresponding Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
A new poll finds sports fans are likelier to use a combination of streaming services and traditional TV options to access their favorite teams. The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll shows this complicated and often expensive patchwork is common for many sports fans and leaves them beholden to multiple platforms and subscriptions. About 4 in 10 people who follow sports extremely or very closely use both cable and satellite TV plus a sports streaming platform. That's compared with about 2 in 10 people who follow sports somewhat closely. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks edged back a bit from their record heights on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 125 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Stocks have run to records on expectations that the Federal Reserve will announce its first interest rate cut of the year on Wednesday. The lower interest rates are intended to help shore up the job market by making it cheaper to borrow money. Investors will be keenly focused on what signals the Fed may send for how many more cuts it plans to make. Seth Soutell, New York.
A California judge has rejected a request for a new trial for Eric and Lyle Menendez. That shuts down another possible path to freedom for the brothers who have served decades in prison for killing their parents in 1989 at their Beverly Hills mansion. More on the story at apnews.com. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.